The mission statement of Pittsburgh's Bricolage production company says that its aim is to immerse artists and audiences in adventurous theatrical experiences that foster connections and alter perceptions. Real-Time Interventions is the creative partnership of playwright Molly Rice and director and producer Rusty Ring Thielen, which creates theatrical events that come to life when people come together. In this installment of Art from the Ground Up, we look at a collaboration of those two groups in a local community. The Saints Tour is a journey through both the real and reimagined Braddock. It's fiction, inspired by and then layered onto real places and sometimes real people. Playwright Molly Rice created a fictional history of Braddock around characters she calls saints.
What's special about the saints is they are not angels. They are not a different species altogether in the Christian pantheon. They're people who just did more.
The theme of the tour is that saints are all around us, doing good deeds, even if we don't notice them.
You know, we're steeped in a culture that has a word for these special people, and that's why I sort of borrowed it.
And she's done this before in other cities. When Ms. Rice and her creative partner, Rusty Ring Thielen, wanted to bring this concept to Pittsburgh, they sought to partner with Bricolage Production Company, which was established in 2001 by Jeffrey Carpenter.
We were immediately taken by this notion of building a project with, by, and for a community. To me, Braddock is the essence of the Pittsburgh that I recall from my childhood. You know, the melting pot that really is Braddock. Plus, you have such amazing community organizations. And so all of these things really combined to make Braddock the perfect choice.
And Braddock itself had to buy into this concept in order for everything to work.
The nature of this project is to build a theater piece with the community rather than us coming in and imposing our sort of vision.
And that required a lot of research. Here's Rusty Thielen.
We have been in Braddock for over a year, talking to people who used to live in Braddock, sort of just mining the wealth of stories that have come out of Braddock. And Molly has taken all of that information and folded it into her idea and her visions of the possible saints.
And the resulting fictional history is presented as a tour moving through the community.
Sort of a medieval style pageant play where we move through a neighborhood and some of the local community participates in developing and building the play, just like in medieval times that was actually a thing.
It is in the form of a fairly traditional tour. You show up, you check in, and then get on the bus, basically in the tour guide. The bus will drive around to different locations.
That tour guide is what allows all the many parts, characters, visual art, performance art, to work together.
How do you use a vast variety of people from different backgrounds with different skills and abilities in one piece and give it narrative cohesion, right? So the tour guide is where that comes in, and she has always been with the play.
I'm the tour guide. This title has been passed down to me from my mother as it was passed down to her. The maternal line of my family has led this tour for as long as anyone can remember.
The tour guide is an amalgam of fact and fiction and is always a native to the place where the Saints Tour occurs.
This combination walking and bus tour showcases both the real and imagined Braddock. The audience actually participates in the production and gets a chance to experience a place they thought they knew in illuminating new ways.
If places that are hit really hard are going to change, we have to say, no, there's not nothing there. There's so much there.
These tours continue to run through the 13th of June. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.